Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you need a hit of coffee on the way to work to ward off those feelings of existential doom, you may have noticed how the price of it is steadily rising. And there may be a tech solution, the portable coffee machine. The Irish Times tech correspondent Ciara O'Brien has been taking a sip. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
Are there loads of different sorts of this?
There are. I mean, look, a lot of them are fairly similar, just kind of rebadged generic ones. But there are a couple of different options out there and they vary in price. I mean, one that we looked at is Cafe down in Cork. And what it does is it will heat the water. It will grind your coffee. You use it with ground coffee or with capsules, and it will brew the coffee for you. Because there are ones out there that will let you kind of put pressure on some lever thing to actually, you know, to brew the coffee yourself. But to me, that's just a bit too much effort. I prefer, you know, things that are electric. So these ones have a rechargeable battery. It sounds like a lot of effort.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Yeah.
They have a rechargeable battery. You can either put your ground coffee into it or your capsule into it, throw a bit of water in, it'll heat the water, it'll brew the coffee, and it'll spit out a shot of espresso that you can then top up with water to give yourself a fairly decent coffee. And, you know, I've used this one in particular, but there are an awful lot more than I realized out there. And they all have different little features. There are some that will, you know, give you frothy milk as well, which is not really my thing because I really dislike milk. But, you know, if you want a cappuccino rather than, you know, an Americano, then you can get that as well. And it will all go into something that weighs under a kilo and you can just throw into your backpack.
And the one you were looking at specifically, the Is Cafe in Cork. That's very popular. That does a lot of Palestinian food.
You know, you can get it from an Irish supplier, which is great, because don't underestimate the value of being able to go back to somebody in real life if something goes wrong. But, you know, it works very well. You know, now, obviously, look, the batteries in these things, they're not huge. The fact that it's portable in itself means, you know, you're going to get a couple of coffees out of it if you are putting cold water into it. If you put hot water into it, though, you know, you can actually get like far more, I'd say. Like we use cold water because, you know, as I said, I'm all about the convenience. I just wanted to throw some water into it and let the machine do the job for me. But some of them say that if you use cold water and heat it, you'll get maybe 2 to 5 cups out of it. If you use hot water, you can get 100 cups out of it. So, you know, most of the power goes in heating the water. So plan accordingly.
Right. Okay. And so generally speaking, you can get a couple of espressos out of it. Would that be the gist of it?
Yes. So you can heat enough water for maybe 5 shots of espresso or 2 decent cups of coffee.
Yeah. Okay. And you can top that up if you want an Americano. And the charge in it,
yes.
You know, will you get your 5 shots of espresso out of it? And then, you know, the battery needs a G up then.
Yeah, it needs a couple of hours to charge. But the good thing is most of these, and I've yet to find one that hasn't, but most of them will charge over USB-C, which, if you know your tech, means basically your phone cable. Mm. And you can charge them in the car as well. So if you are a car commuter, you know, rain or you can just leave it charging your car. And you get into the office and plug it in, and then you have your own personal coffee machine at your desk, which, you know, it depending on your office, you might have a coffee maker.
Oh, dear. Tech correspondent of the Irish Times, foiled by tech. It sounds from the side. Are you still there, Ciara? That line's gone wonky there. What size is this yoke?
It's about the size of a small thermos. So, you know, something you can throw into a backpack or a handbag in my case.
Yeah. So what would be the difference between that? And I'm aware of the fact that you're not selling them. You just kind of tried one out. What would be the difference between making coffee at home and putting it in a flask and then just bringing that with you?
Well, I mean, you could, but I prefer fresh coffee, so I'm a bit of a coffee snob. But look, you know, you could absolutely do that, but I just preferred to have something that, you know, I can bring cold water with me. I'm not carrying around something that's full of hot water, yeah. And then I can make it there and then as I need it.
Right, okay. Is it noisy when you use it?
No, it wasn't particularly noisy because you're not actually grinding anything. So I find that with our home coffee machine, it's basically the grinding that is the worst part of it. That's the noisiest bit. So it's not particularly noisy.
Yeah, and now, and as you can say, you can use pods, but people have concerns about pods because of the waste and all the rest of it.
Of course.
If you're putting in ground coffee into it, do you just have to do that once, or do you have to do that every time you want a new cup?
Well, do you reuse tea bags at home? It would be the same.
There's no system where it portions out bits of it and then, you know.
No, you'd have to portion out your own coffee. So basically one kind of, you'd put in enough ground coffee to do one shot of espresso.
Yeah.
So the same as you'd have to swap over the pods every time. So it can get a little bit messy, I suppose, with ground coffee. But, you know, I'm sure there's a solution to that.
Right. Okay. All right. And are you using one all the time now, Ciara? Are you a convert to this?
Well, I'd be a convert for, say, if we were going off hiking or camping. Actually, sorry, that would never happen. I don't do camping, but we do occasionally go off to the beach. Telling lies on radio there. I'd never go camping. If you're going off to the beach or up the mountains, which we do with the kids quite regularly, I would absolutely use it because, you know, there's not exactly a lot of coffee machines when you're halfway up the Dublin Mountains.
Yeah. Ciara, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the Irish Times tech correspondent and a fanatical camper, Ciara O'Brien there. A few comments on that. As somebody says, just make your coffee at home, bring it with you in a flask. The world has gone mad. Someone else says, like, do we really need a flat white every half hour? There's supposed to be a treat. Just drink a normal coffee. Well, yeah, that's an interesting point because really, when you get your kind of Waccachino, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, why are you drinking it? Are you drinking it because you really adore the taste of it, or because you just need a caffeine hit on a regular basis? And if that is the case, really, then why just have a regular coffee? I'm going to invent a portable Avo toast maker. These people will pay for anything. I'm going to be rich. Please do get back to us and let us know how that goes.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.